Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This report from the 10th and final round of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo is recorded at the MGM Grand. The World Championship round looked this way from the City of Lights. These reports are brought to you by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. In the bareback bronc riding, round number 10, Iowa's defending world champion won the aggregate with 853.5 points. He also won the world standings. Congratulations, Tim O'Connell of Iowa. Stephen Den of Nebraska and Mason Clements of Utah split round number 10. In the steer wrestling competition, it was Tyler Wagerspach, defending world champ, picking up round 10 with a 3.2-second time. The best, Dakota Eldridge from Nevada, won the aggregate in 67,000-plus. The world champion crowned Tyler Pearson. Congratulations, Pearson of Mississippi. World champion steer wrestler. In the team roping round, Jake Miner, Washington, Garrett Rogers, Oregon, picking up a 4.1-second time to win the final round of the team roping. The best on 10 was Chad Masters from Tennessee, Travis Grays from Oklahoma. Ladies and gentlemen, the newly crowned world champion is of the Navajo Nation, Eric Rogers from Round Rock, Arizona, with his partner, Corey Petska. They won over $265,000 each for the 2017 team roping PRCA title. In the classic event, the final round went to New Mexico, the land of enchantment, with a two-time world champion, Taos Muncy, in a great saddle bronc ride. The best on 10 was Brody Kress from the cowboy state of Wyoming, and the world champion saddle bronc rider is from Utah. A 19-year-old Ryder Wright had a great week, winning over $284,000 for the season and the finals. In the tie-down roping, it was Brazilian Marcus Costa with a quick 7.8-second time to win round 10. The best on 10, Costa, held it all the way through, and the world championship has slipped away from Tuff Cooper, who held the top place all year long, and Costa gets it, the title going to Brazil with over $300,000 in the tie-down roping. In the barrel racing competition, Haley Kinsel set an arena record this week. She also won round 10 with a 13-17. California's Nellie Miller won the aggregate, the fastest in 10 cloverleaf patterns for the WPRA, and also picks up the title. Congratulations, Women's Professional Rodeo Association World Champion Barrel Racer, Nellie Moore of California. In the bull riding, Sage Kimsey did what he's been doing for the past 3 years. He won round 10. He was the best on 10, winning the aggregate, and he is a four-time undisputed champion of the world in PRCA bull riding. Congratulations, Tim O'Connell. Here's what he had to say after his second world title.
Had a better week than I did a year ago. I had a higher average record for myself personally. Last year I won it by 20-some points. I don't even think I won it by 7 this year. That just shows how great these guys are. That just shows how we are the best new generation to ever hit this arena. How hard it is to place in every round, how hard it was to win every single round. I mean, they stepped out today and we're 88 again. That showed how strong we were from the beginning to the very end. And my hat's off to them because they pushed to get everything I had on me this entire 10 days.
Corey Petska, world champion team roper, had this to say.
I don't know. I mean, this is the first time dream come true, but I don't know when it's going to sink in, but it really, realistically, hasn't yet. But we always practice the 10th run. You know, you always practice that when you're a little kid roping the dummy or roping in the arena. You always pretend that you got to win the round and the 10th one to win the world. I mean, I don't know a little kid that hasn't done that. It's awesome.
And Navajo Nation's own Eric Rogers, world champion, a comment from the champ.
It hasn't really sunk in just yet, but get all the messages from my friends and family out there on the res. They were behind me from day one, and can't give enough thanks for them guys, the fans and the family, and especially my partner, Corey. He's helped me out quite a bit to get here.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.